Last year, the state pension overhaul bill failed after it got tied to a non-controversial effort to fix local pension programs affecting police and firefighters. But House Speaker Steve Crisafulli says his chamber is not deterred and is already looking to file a separate state pension reform proposal.
We are working on some proposals for an overhaul. Obviously, we've tried to do this in the past. This is an issue that's obviously, you know, very controversial. I'm somebody who believes that something needs to be done. I don't believe that currently that system works. I look at things from a business perspective, and when I look across the country and look at the Fortune 100 companies that have all switched from defined contribution plans, you know, it's kind of hard for me to believe that the state of Florida needs to continue to go on the path that we're going on.
And Crisafulli says the House will also be working to attract senators to the state pension reform cause.
So in the House, we'll have that conversation. Obviously, you know, we have the chamber across the hall with our Senate partners that we need to work on this conversation, as well as a governor. And it would certainly be my hope that we can have a conversation on it. But it's not something, obviously, that's a joint priority between the House and Senate.
And Senate President Andy Gardner agreed. He says while there's still overwhelming support for the local pension fix in his chamber, the votes are still not there for state pension reform.
You know, the votes haven't really changed much in the Senate. You know, clearly the statewide fix is a little bit more of a challenge. I'm a former majority leader, so you start getting into those counts. And so we'll just have to wait and see.
Meanwhile, the local pension bill has already unanimously passed its first committee stop. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.